Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And yesterday, our guest, Brother Gene Wiseman, shared about the visions the Lord gave him that tied us together in the first place. Our ministry here is called Prayer Mountain, and we do have every Wednesday live a prayer meeting that's streamed. And the Lord spoke to you a couple of weeks ago in the nighttime about disturbances in the high places. The Bible says that it calls Satan the god of this world, and it calls him the prince of the powers of the air, the authorities of the air. In the mid heavens surrounding earth, Satan's office, his seat, his throne right now is not in hell. It's in the mid heavens. Jesus said in the book of Revelation at the time that he was on the earth, it was in Pergamum. It moves. It moves from place to place. We have a teaching on that, the seat of Satan. And so he's operating in the air, in the mid heavens. He shouldn't have been there, but he was given this right by Adam. And as soon as his lease is up, as soon as Adam's lease is up, these powers of the air, you see them in Daniel when he talks about the prince of Persia, which is Iran today, or the prince of Grecia. It is shown in the word of God. We see in Ezekiel that the king of Tyre, who was an evil spirit, worked down through the prince of Tyre on earth. He was a ruler who was working down through. So, you said something to me. We look at the man, we look at the president, we look at the king, but behind them are evil spirits operating in this mid-heavens. And I want to go to the fact right now, because ISIS, ISIL, all kinds of things that are going on. Brother Hagin said to me one time, Jesus is coming soon, and Satan is going to do everything in his power to stop it. So Satan right now is facing, he's facing extinction, really, as far as earth is concerned. He's facing a pit for 1,000 years, and then he's going to be judged after that and go to hell. But he's fighting for his survival. So what's happening in this earth right now is spiritual. Every war is spiritual. Everything that's happening is spiritual. And if we have any part in it, it's got to be what, Brother Wiseman?
It's going to be through prayer. It's going to be in the spirit.
Has to be in the spirit realm.
Yes, it does. You cannot win a spiritual battle with natural weapons. He said, I think you quoted it yesterday, he said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And you know, this is all the more reason why people need discerning of spirit. Discerning,
yeah,
of spirit.
The spirit realm.
You know, as with all this that's going on, and I know this is not necessarily the subject that we're talking on, but it's still connected. I just have such anticipation of what's going to take place here in a few days at the Autumn Prayer Assembly. I just believe this Autumn Prayer Assembly, our coming together, is going to be conducted in the Spirit.
Oh, praise God.
I know my wife and I both have been talking how that we just sense that it's an urgency to be present in that anointing this year, just to be present in that anointing, because the Spirit, there is demonic activity being carried out with fleshly humans.
Oh, yes.
Just like God uses people, so does the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Holy Ghost feels real believers that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, the powers of darkness is filling people to carry out the plans of the devil.
Well, you know, that is written in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians right now is probably our, to me, it's our book. It's where we are. It's where we're operating. And he said that. He said right here. Now, of course, he said that God had raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, and gave him to be head over all to the church, which is his body, and put everything under his feet. So he's the head, we're the body, everything's under our feet. And then as you go on to chapter 2, it moves without a chapter heading. Paul didn't write with a chapter heading. And it says, and you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So the children of disobedience that we get so upset with, and we think they should do better, know better, act better, they're often working at his bidding. I'll read that again. The prince of the authorities of the air that now work in the children of disobedience.
Yes.
So they're at work.
Yes, absolutely.
How can they be stopped?
Prayer is our source.
It's written.
Prayer stopped them in the Old Testament. You know, Sister Billy, this thing can be traced all the way back through the Old Testament. You can trace it all the way back to the garden.
Of course.
I mean, even there, you can actually say Satan took on the form of religion when he spoke to, when he was speaking to Eve there. Now, let me explain to you what God meant concerning this tree. And these, it's a religious
right.
spirit is one of the most dangerous.
He didn't really mean what he said.
No, as if it had to be interpreted.
Yes.
And but through, we're the ones that holds the keys. We are absolutely the ones that holds the keys. That scripture, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And what you were reading there, that spirit now worketh in
He's working
the children
in them.
Of disobedience.
That's right. Now, that's sandwiched right in between Jesus was raised from the dead, and he's over him, and he's head over all things are under his feet, and he's head over the church, which is his body. And it's sandwiched in between that, and then where it tells us we were at one time dead, but God, who is rich in mercy, even for his great love wherewith he loved us, verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, quickened us together with Christ, by grace we're saved, raised us up together, and made us to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. It's sandwiched in between telling us that Jesus is far above them, and then we're far above them. Because when he quickened Jesus, he quickened you and me. When he raised him, he raised you and me. And when he seated him, he seated you and me in him. And in Romans 5:17, it says, rule and reign over him.
Yes. Yes.
Rule and reign over him. We're told, we are commanded.
Absolutely. He didn't just ask us. That is a command to the believer. And until I really believe what's taking place now, there is a group of people that is taking their position. Taking their position.
Yes.
There's a position that's been granted, but we've got to take it.
That's right.
We've got to fulfill that position.
If no one ever operated from that point, from that place, it could be given to us, but it would be like a king, a little baby prince that was born to be king, but he never took the throne.
Amen. You know, I was ministering along these lines here just recently, and I was thinking of that where he said he made us the head and not the tail.
Yes.
And it just started being impressed in my spirit. Then take the lead. There's some things that we do have to take over.
That's right.
If we don't, he said, I'll make you the head. Well, then take that position. It's God-given. It's absolutely God-given.
It's God-given.
I was reading a little article a few days ago that was my mentor, actually. In fact, I quoted a little bit of it in that last Wednesday prayer service there at Prayer Mountain. But my mentor spoke these words many, many years ago, and he headed, I wished I had a copy here so I could read it, but he started it out, statesmen, military men, news commentators. Now, this was a few years ago. He said, they are saying it is the end of the age. And he said, now, why should we lag behind in this kind of knowledge if news commentators are saying it's the end of the age? He said, and he began to speak, he said, let the trumpet sound and every note fill the top of every hill and the bottom of every valley. Let every note sound out that our message is just as important as a burglar alarm when the thieves are busy. The thieves are busy, but praise God, there is a message. You just said it, that's calling us to take our position here in the heavenlies, operate in it.
That's right, operating in from the heavenlies and the lights on the earth going on and dispelling the darkness.
Yes.
We don't just cave in, go in a cave somewhere, speaking of caves, and pull the door in after us, but we're the light. We're the sons of the light. And when we get into the Spirit, the secret is getting into the Spirit. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But right now, I want to invite you to come and join us in Branson, Missouri, at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater, for a meeting that begins officially Thursday, the 30th of October. We will be praying the day before, the 29th, but Thursday we start off that morning, and we have special rates, we have all kinds of shuttles, we have all kinds of things to make your trip to Branson easy and a blessing. And then at Prayer Mountain, we come out to Prayer Mountain on Mondays with a tent meeting, and after our that meeting is over, we're going to start with a First Nations meeting. So if you know any Cherokees, Choctaw, Seminole, and we have Crees and Ojibways and Tinglets and Mohawk and Blackhawk and Salt Sioux and Cheyenne coming to be speakers and to be singers. So we invite you to come to that meeting as well. You can get all this information by going online, billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG, or call us at 1-800-972-3447. We'd like to have you register. You don't have to. It doesn't cost anything. We'll have some free gifts for you if you do, and we'll be prepared for you. It helps us to get ready. So this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.